day, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another fatal shooting of a black man by police. This time in Los Angeles, where L.A. County Sheriff's deputies fatally shot 29-year-old Dijon Kazee during a confrontation Monday afternoon. Protesters took to the streets Tuesday as Kizzy's family is calling for the officers involved in the shooting to be publicly named and arrested. In Portland, Oregon, where protests have been going on for 96 straight nights, Mayor Ted Wheeler has called on the community to end the senseless violence. The city's demonstrations took a deadly turn this weekend when one man was shot and killed during an altercation between protesters and supporters of Donald Trump. And in Wisconsin, Jacob Blake's family says his recovery is progressing, but they lament that national police reform is not. Blake's family on Tuesday participated in a Justice for Jacob rally and a day of service in the neighborhood where he was shot. The event was filled with food, music, voter registration booths, even a bounce house for the kids, with a theme of resilience and compassion. This happening as Trump visited Kenosha over the objections of the mayor and the governor. Never once mentioning Jacob Blake's name or addressing his shooting, Trump instead praised police and called outbursts of violence and arson in the city, quote, domestic terror. Trump participated in what was supposed to be a roundtable on public safety, where the only two African Americans seated at the dais were pastors James and Sharon Ward. When a reporter asked the Wards whether they believed police violence was a systemic issue, Trump cut them off.
Some African American community leaders and a lot of others actually have said it's systemic. Where do you stand on that?
I don't believe that. I think the police do an incredible job.
Do you believe systemic racism is a problem in this country?
Well, you know, you just keep getting back to the opposite subject. We should talk about the kind of violence that we've seen in Portland and here and other places. It's tremendous violence. That's what you should be focusing on with your question.
So after the Trump administration announced that the Director of National Intelligence would no longer be holding in-person election security briefings for Congress, top Democrats demanded they resume. In a letter, House leaders pointed out that the decision to curtail briefings comes despite warnings from a top intelligence official last month that China, Russia, and Iran are seeking to interfere in the U.S. election. Meanwhile, Facebook announced Tuesday that an infamous Russian troll group that attempted to interfere in the 2016 election is doing it again through the use of fake personas and realistic computer-generated images. And they announced that they'd removed a number of fake accounts, both from Russia and the U.S., aiming to influence the election. Perhaps one reason the administration doesn't want to brief the Democrats on election security is that they're complicit in the subterfuge. ABC News reporting that in early July, the Department of Homeland Security withheld publication of an intelligence bulletin warning law enforcement agencies of a Russian scheme to promote, quote, allegations about the poor mental health of former Vice President Joe Biden. This according to internal emails in a draft of the document obtained by ABC News. The bulletin titled, Russia Likely to Denigrate Health of U.S. Candidates to Influence 2020 Election, was submitted to the agency's Legislative and Public Affairs Office for review on July 7th. The analysis was not meant for public consumption, but it was set to be distributed to federal, state, and local law enforcement partners 2 days later on July 9th. But the Department of Homeland Security Chief of Staff flagged the report. That was nearly 2 months ago. The bulletin was never circulated. Tuesday was primary day in Massachusetts, and it seems that the Kennedy dynasty may have run its course. Congressman Joe Kennedy, who gave up his congressional seat to challenge the sitting Senator Ed Markey, failed in that challenge, marking the first loss for a Kennedy in a Massachusetts primary ever. Markey won by sticking to his progressive values against his more centrist challenger with a famous name. And although it seems impossible to mishandle the pandemic any worse than Trump already has, his administration keeps trying. Wednesday, they announced that the United States will not join a global effort to develop, manufacture, and equitably distribute a coronavirus vaccine, in part because the World Health Organization is involved. Seriously, more than 170 countries are in talks to participate in the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility, which aims to speed vaccine development, secure doses for all countries, and distribute them to the most high-risk segment of each population. The plan, which is co-led by the World Health Organization, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, is backed by our traditional U.S. allies, including Japan, Germany, and the European Union. But under Trump, America stands alone. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.